Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Billie Holiday is making an unexpected posthumous comeback in the 21st century, thanks to the same technology which brought rapper Tupac Shakur back from the grave. A company out of Beverly Hills, Hologram USA, has taken up partnership with the New York's ever-famous Apollo Theater to bring Billie's iconic presence back to life. Billie, who was 19 at the time of her first performance, the Apollo was one of her favorite haunts, appearing some 30 times. She will now be part of the permanent technology to be implemented at that theater. Much like her 1939 hit Billie's Dream of Life, as the lyrics go, she really will be here to stay this time. According to the Apollo president, Billie is going to be able to talk about the history of the Apollo. She can take questions from the audience in an interesting way, and she can sing some songs. Holiday, the first to be debuted, will be one of numerous hologram acts that will provide educational performances to supplement daytime show schedules. Pinky the Dolphin has returned to Louisiana. This story began back in 2007 when Captain Eric Rue of a charter service there first spotted the mysterious pink bottlenose dolphin. Yes, I said pink. The affectionately named Pinky. He noticed him while out fishing on his boat. At first thought to be none other than an albino dolphin, experts now believe the unique coloring to be a result of a genetic mutation, causing her to be 100% pink. Pinky is most definitely an interesting case nonetheless, being that she has chosen to frequent the United States river system. Making things even more interesting, Rue said he may have recently witnessed Pinky mating, so he's curious to see if she's pregnant and, if so, what color the dolphin calves might be.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
NASA, in cooperation with the British government, are working together to develop a traffic system for all low-flying drones below an altitude of 500 feet. The system will also offer a database for commercial drone pilots, like the future Amazon delivery system, to register their drones and track them for forthcoming flight regulations. Despite Amazon's plans, the only commercial drone licenses issued currently in the U.S. are for use in the Arctic research. Many hobby drones are equipped with GoPro cameras, making it tempting to utilize for commercial benefits like taking pictures of real estate. However, unbeknown to some entities, even this is federally banned in the United States. From the sound of it, it's about to change worldwide over the next few years. The goal of efforts to incorporate ways to track and regulate all drones internationally hope to add an extra layer of security against would-be spies and attacks. Both NASA and the UK have partnered up with the U.S. cellular network provider Verizon to brainstorm surveillance ideas. So far in 2015, the United States FAA has reported over 650 close calls with drones this year. Due to the dangers of operating aircraft in restricted airspaces, they note that the FAA wants to send out a clear message that operating drones around airplanes and helicopters is dangerous and illegal. And furthermore, the U.S. National Park Service has banned the use of low-flying drones over lands protected by the Department of the Interior. What do you think about the new international regulations in the works? Would you be willing to alter your hobby aircraft to comply with safety and security, or does it detract too much from the fun of having a loosely regulated interest? What if hobbyists had to take a test to obtain a license before legally operating their UAV? Would this be any different from amateur radio? Do you have any great ideas that could minimize cost and headaches for hobbyists while keeping everyone safe from drone risks? Be sure to hit us up with comments. We'd love to hear your thoughts at darkmatternews.com, where you can also read the full article, quite extensive, from Haunted Skeptic. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.